You're listening to a podcast from Victory. Jesus is the central focus of everything we do in life and ministry. Know more about this truth in week one of our series, Radical.
So I want you to turn your Bibles to the book of Acts, chapter 2. And in reverence to the reading of God's word, I'm going to ask you to stand with me. Kung wala kayong dalang Bible, you can go ahead and read on the screen behind me. But my encouragement is to bring your own Bible on Sunday. So when we have a Bible reading, you can go ahead and open it up and read through it so that you will have a personal experience with God's Word. We're going to be starting in verse 36. And it says, "Let all the house of Israel therefore know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified. Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, 'Brothers, what should we do?' And Peter said to them, 'Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you and for your children and for all who are far off, everyone whom the Lord our God calls to himself.'" Verse 40. "And with many other words, he bore witness and continued to exhort them, saying, 'Save yourselves from this crooked generation.' So those who received his word were baptized, and they were added that day about 3,000 souls." Join me in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we're just excited, Lord, at what you're doing in and through us and in this ministry, in our spiritual family. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you open up our hearts, that we will be able to receive what you're speaking to us today, the values that are important to us as a ministry, and it's important to you as well. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you open up our hearts and our minds to receive from you today. I pray, Lord, that you anoint the preaching of your word. I pray, Lord, it will be your spirit that will guide my lips, and only what you want me to say will come out of them. Lord, we thank you, Lord. We honor you today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Go ahead and have your seat. As we begin, I just want to take a survey, okay? Where were you? Where were you in 1984? Just go ahead and click that for me, please. Where were you in 1984? Daniel, where were you? Wala pa. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Okay, you're only 12, okay? So lalapitan ko yung mga pwede merong makasagot sa akin. Ah, ito. Ernie.
School.
School? San school?
UST.
UST, anong year na? Ha? Ah, wag na daw. Okay, mapapahiya. Sino dito yung gusto masabi kung anong nangyari? Jess. 1984.
I'm already working.
Working, okay. Oh, good. Anyone else want to share? Dito, meron nagtaas ng kamay.
I am first year college in PCU.
Okay, first year college. Okay. Tanong ko, were you a believer in 1984? Sino dito sasabihin niyo you were a believer in 1984? Go ahead and raise up your hands. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4. Hindi ka pa pinanganak. Okay, 3. Anyone else? 4. You weren't born yet. Okay, I see about 4 or 5 hands being raised that they were actually believers in 1984. That's amazing. So all of us here are younger in the Lord, and can you imagine the impact of what God can do in that span of time? All of us here, the majority of us, had a relationship with Jesus Christ much later. Okay, so ang daming pwede mangyari in 30 years. Gusto niyo ba makita kung where I was 30 years ago? Yes. Hindi pa ako pinap... Hindi, okay lang. No, here's me in 1984. So thin. Thanks, Nathan. Okay. Yeah. 30 years ago, 60 pounds ago. Okay? But that's me. I wasn't a believer back then. Everything that I did was about myself. It was about what I was going to eat, what I was going to do for training. Because I had one particular goal during that time was just to make it to the Olympics. And 1984 was the LA Olympics. And I wanted so much to be able to be part of that. But at 16 years old, I didn't get an opportunity. I wasn't part of the team. And so that was a hard part on me. But everything was about me. I was just such a selfish person. Some might argue, hanggang ngayon. Hindi naman. Binago ako ng Panginoon. Binago ako noon. And while this was happening, okay, there were 65 students, as we saw in the video earlier, 65 students from the U.S. that came here to make lifelong difference in people's lives. That was their goal. But I can say right now that I don't think any of them would think that this would be the result of what they did. For 30 days that they were here, I don't think any of them imagined that, you know what, I'm going to come here to the Philippines, I'm going to share the gospel, I'm going to be radical about this, and 30 years from now, we will be in 15 locations with 72,000 people worshiping every Sunday. I don't think any of them thought of that. Maybe by faith, that something that there would be something that would happen. But we've all benefited from those 65 missionaries that first came here. We all have, because we're here today worshiping God because of it. And that's something that I'm so grateful for, that there's people that would impact a different generation, a generation later, with what we're doing today. And can you imagine, kung nangyari yon in the 30 years, what God will do with us 72,000 people? And that's just in Metro Manila. That's not counting all the 60 churches around the Philippines and the churches that we planted all around the world. Yun pa yung mga ginagawa niyan. And they all of these people, without knowing what the result would be of their labor, were all sharing the same message. And they were saying the message of the radical thing that Jesus has done for you and for me. That was a radical thing that they were sharing in 1984. Bakit siya radical? Because radical yung mga tao dito. Yung mga kaedad ko na natatandaan ko ano yung nangyari noon. Okay? There was uprising, problems with leadership at that point. Okay? And they wanted change. They were praying for change. And not just praying for change, they were going out into the streets wanting a change of leadership. And that was something. And here were these missionaries that would come and were sharing the same thing that we'll be talking about today, which is the Lordship of Christ. They're talking about a master that now they were supposed to submit themselves to. Gusto nga nila ng ibang master na eh. Gusto nga nila ng ibang leadership. And now you're putting this new master in our lives? That's a radical message. That's a radical message. And guess what? They believed it. They received it from the preachers, from these missionaries. And today we are benefiting from it. And we are celebrating it 30 years after. That's something to rejoice about. That's something that we can have an understanding of what this message was. That Jesus is Lord and how important that is in our lives. We'll be able to understand that, and that should release us the same way those original 165 students that were reached. Release us to God's purpose for you and for me, no matter what age we are. So this message is for us. If you consider this as your spiritual family, there's certain things that we'll be talking about today na baka mahirap pakinggan. But I'm just trusting that God will just soften up your heart, or just receive it the way it should be received, and it will launch you. That will change your life, change the course of your life, and change the course of your family's lives. Not just for you, but for generations to come. I am so grateful for this spiritual family. This is where I met my wife. This is where my family lives. This is me getting a link with all of you. And that brings me joy. No, it makes me happy that I'm part of this spiritual family. It's a great joy for me. And so that's what we're going to look at. In all of these things, it's not about us. Sabihin mo sa katabi mo, it's not about you. Because it's all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. It will always be about Jesus. And when he comes back again, it's still going to be about Jesus. That's the radical message that we heard 30 years ago and we continue to hear today. And that's what we're going to be sharing. What exactly is lordship? Ano bang ibig sabihin ng lordship? How does that apply in my life? How do I live it out in my life? And why is it so important for our ministry? Okay? Because if we understand this, mag-ingat kayo. Mag-ingat kayo. Kasi pag maintindihan nyo to, it will change your life. It will change the total course of your life. And you'll be able to experience everything that God wants for you. This is radical, exciting things. Ready na ba kayo? Ako ready na. Okay? Sige, salamat. Ako, basta ako ready na. Okay? What do we need to understand about lordship? The first thing that we see here is loyalty to the master. Okay? There's loyalty that has to be seen. And we see it now in the text we read earlier, let all the house of Israel therefore know for certain that God had made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified. Amazing, amazing situation here. Remember, the background of this is the Holy Spirit had just come upon the disciples initially. Okay? And it released Peter and all the disciples to become bold preachers, bold witnesses for Christ. Remember Peter, the one that was denying Jesus? Sinasabi niya na, I'll be with you till death. And then sabi ni Jesus, no, no, no. Before the rooster crows today, 3 times, you're going to deny me 3 times. Or 2 times pala. Sabi niya, you're going to deny me 3 times. And true enough, he did that. But the same Peter, being empowered by the Holy Spirit, the same way when we are empowered by the Holy Spirit, we get into a new level of boldness for Christ. That's the exciting part in this. Na dati na dinideny niya si Lord, now you can see loyalty in Him. He's now declaring boldly about who Jesus is. And from that point of the Holy Spirit coming upon Him, He kept doing that until the time of His death. That's loyalty. Speaking even though he was being jailed. Speaking even though he was being beaten. Speaking even though they were told, don't speak about Jesus anymore. But just like those radical missionaries 30 years ago, Peter was bold in sharing the gospel wherever he went. That's a radical change in this man's life. And it showed his loyalty. Alam mo kung paano siya namatay? He was crucified. He didn't feel worthy to be crucified the same way Jesus was. So he was crucified upside down. Okay? Nag-cartwheel siya, tapos doon siya pinako. Ganon yung kanyang commitment and loyalty to his Lord and Master. Okay? He remained loyal to the end. Peter T. Forsyth, sabi niya, was right when he said that the first duty of every soul is to find not its freedom, but its master. You have to know who you're following. You have to know who your master is. Unfortunately, today, loyalty is fleeting. I know some people who were Miami fans even before LeBron went there. And then they became Miami fans when LeBron was there. Will you still be Miami fans when he goes to another team? Yes. Wala nang loyalty. I guess puro Spurs fans ba dito? Yes. Any godly Spurs fans here in this crowd? Okay, good. Okay. A few of you? Okay. Some of you need to be born again into the Spurs, from the darkness into light, from the heat into anyway. You know, minsan nawawala yung loyalty natin eh. Kung sino yung pwede nating sundan, yun yung susundan natin. No, correction. We're actually very, very loyal people. All of us here. Walang nakaupo sa upuan, ako nakatayo, walang nakaupo sa upuan na hindi loyal. We're all loyal. You know what? Sometimes, we're loyal to our sins. We're so loyal to our sins, we don't want to let it go. Tama ba yun? Nandun ba dapat ang loyalty natin? No, but you know, I'm going to be loyal about this. And we can claim, oh, Jesus is my Lord. I have a relationship with it. I give my tithes. I go to Sunday. I'm late, but I go to Sunday service. I'm part of a victory group. I do this, I do that, I do this. Wow, ang galing, 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 galing. But there are certain things that you're holding on to. And you're saying, you can have everything. Lord, you're my Lord. You can have 99% of me. But 1% I'm going to hold on to. Could be a relationship. It could be a job that is not glorifying to Him. It could be a career that's not glorifying to Him. Okay, I'm not saying leave those things. If you're doing it for the glory of God, then that's fine. Stay there and be a blessing there. But there are things that we're holding on to. Ano ba talaga yung loyalty? 99% loyalty is not loyalty. Do you agree? It's 100% loyalty to our Master, Jesus Christ. That's what true loyalty is. And many times sabi natin, hindi, talagang full effort ko na naman eh. Talagang 99 lang talaga yung kaya ko. That's not lordship. That's not loyalty. How many, normally this is, iba yung pagkakwento nito, but how many husbands here would agree when your wife would come up to you and say, I will be faithful to you. I will do whatever you want for 365 days of the year. Sounds good. I'll cook for you. I'll prepare for you. We can do what couples do at night, anytime you want. But for one day, I'll go back to my ex. Is that okay? Sino dito yung husband na mag-a-agree doon? Is that loyalty? No. No, it's not. One day lang naman eh. How many here would agree? Husband. Yung husband sabi kanina parang, yeah, I'll agree. Pero pwede ba same deal din ako? Walang loyalty yon. Can I get the same deal? If I'll give you that deal. Can I get the, there's no loyalty in that relationship. 99% does not cut it. And yet, that's how we treat God sometimes. Lord, you can have everything. Lord, please. You can have every part of my life. Pero except for my pet sin that I'm loyal to. You know what? It's going to show that you're more loyal to your sin than to your Lord Jesus Christ. I hope that's not the case for us. When we say we're loyal to Him, it will be seen in our actions. It will be seen in our words. It will be seen the way we treat one another. And we have a great opportunity for that here in this church, that we can continue showing our love for one another, helping one another, supporting one another, encouraging one another. That's why we have victory groups. I don't know how it's so important for us to be part of that, because nakakatulong talaga. When I'm not part of one, there's something missing. But when I have people speaking into my life, saying, Lee, medyo you're harsh there. Lee, you're medyo, okay, Lee, you're parang gaining weight. Okay, Lee, you're losing weight. Oh, I'm carrying that. Lee, I need that. We can help one another in that. That's why we're part of this spiritual family. And from 30 years ago, that's what we've been doing. We're continuing to do that now. And this is how we're growing in Him. Where is your loyalty? Is it 100%? Because if it's not, I'm sorry, there's not something lacking still. The Lordship of Jesus Christ demands 100% loyalty. The next thing we see here, it's obedience to His Word. Jesus is the supreme authority and His Lordship demands obedience. We see this in the one-to-one booklet that we do. Lordship demands obedience. This is so powerful because if He's Lord, He should be the ruler of everything. Siya yung kailangan na susundan. Hindi mo pwedeng sabihin, Lord, Lord, Tapos hindi mo naman siya sinusundan. And we see that in the text, Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does what? The will. He who does the will of my Father who is in heaven is the ones that are His. Makikita sa actions natin. Makikita sa ginagawa natin. This is a very scary verse. Nakakatakot to because you might think you have a relationship with Jesus Christ, but because there's certain things that you're holding back, there's certain things that you're not doing what He wants you to do, sasabihin niya sa'yo, I don't know you. Depart from me. Pwede mo akong tawaging Lord, Lord, pero it's just lip service. It's not seen in our lives. And I don't know about you, I'm scared of that. My prayer is that none of us will be able to experience that. Not a single person here in this room, especially our children who are in there, will not think that they have a relationship with Jesus Christ, but they're far away from Him. I pray for that. I pray for that for myself and for you. Because I want you to get the fullness of what Christ wants for you. This is a classic story that from the 13 years I've been part of this church, you know how we treat God sometimes? We treat Him like a buffet line. Okay? Baka na din yung natawad. And I love buffets. Sino dito yung mahilig sa buffet? Okay, all you can eat of the good things that God has laid out for us. Konti lang yung may gusto, no? Sana, imbitahin ko sana kayo. Okay. I love a buffet line. Because I can skip on the things like the salad. Salad. Nakakapang puno lang ng tiyan yun. Okay, I go to the meaty stuff. Sinitin, you love meat and okay? Yung mga ibang hindi nagtasangkay, you're liars. Okay? And I'm just joking, joking. But we go to a buffet line and we go there and we have our plate and we say, oh, okay. I like blessings from God. Two portions of the blessings of God. Okay? Okay. I like the love of God. Oo, gusto ko yung love of God. Kasi kulang ako sa love eh. So, tatlong portion ng love ni God. Okay, so parang tatlong portion ng pork chop. Okay, and then you go, salad. parang repentance yan. Ayoko yan. Okay, steamed vegetables. parang forgiving somebody else yan. Ayoko yan. More fish. Oh, salmon. Okay. Omega-3. Kunyari pa, no? And you choose. We choose what we want from God. We love the blessings. We love. But pag sinabi sa inyo, oh, be compassionate. That's for somebody else. That's for a vegetarian. No. When He's Lord, He wants you to have all of that. He wants you to experience all of that. Why? Because it's good for you. That's how you will grow in Him. Lahat mamaya, lahat nag-buffet, tapos lahat kinain. No, that's not the point. We're talking about God's word here. We're obeying what God wants you to do in your life. Pag merong pinapagawa sa iyong Panginoon, right away, you'll be able to respond to it. Hindi lang yung blessings, yung healing. Hindi lang all the good things that we want to receive but don't want to extend out. We love to receive forgiveness, but do we love to forgive others? We love to receive God's mercy and grace, but are we extending mercy and grace to somebody else? Pag makita mo yun sa salita ng Diyos, ano ba yung gagawin mo? How are you going to respond to it? That's what God wants us to be, obedient to His word. And we can see it here in their response. When they heard the gospel, in verse 37, now when they heard this, hearing the gospel, they were cut to the heart. Na-convict sila. Nalaman nila na nagsalita ang Panginoon sa buhay nila and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, brothers, what are we supposed to do? I know what we did. What are we supposed to do now? You know what they did? They repented. And you know what? The exciting part that happened here? Here's what happened in verse 41. So those who received this word were baptized. And they were added that day about 3,000 souls. Turning back to God. I would love to be in an opportunity to speak to thousands. And one day be able to share the gospel. And 3,000 would be saved that day. Turning back from darkness into the light. You know what that would look like? A doubling of our church. Ay, ayoko magdoble si Sikip. Ayaw mong magdoble. Ayaw mong magbago yung buhay ng boss mo. Ayaw mong magbago yung buhay ng nanay mo, tatay mo, anak mo. That's the gospel and understanding lordship in their lives that will bring them here and change their life. We're not yet full here in the 11 o'clock. In the 9 o'clock, even more so. But look at those empty chairs right there. And think of who that can be. And how that person's life will be changed by the word of God if they come here. What are we going to do about it?
Wala kayang i-invite eh. Baka siguan ni Pastor Lee pagdating dito.
Hindi. We're gonna show them the love of God. We're gonna show them that God is relevant now. The Word of God is relevant today as it was 30 years ago, as it was 2,000 years ago. It's relevant. I'm looking forward to the day that thousands will come in. There's going to be a line outside. It's going to be so full that we're going to have to plant another church to reach another community. That's our goal. And again, all of these started when? 30 years ago. At least for this particular ministry. With a radical message of the Lordship of Christ. And here's a picture. Meron namang colored pictures. Kanina, di ba, black and white din yung picture ko. Kala nyo, baka yung mga bata, may colored na nung time na yun. Basta gusto lang nila artistic yung kuha sa amin. Anyway, you see that circle right there? You might not see it, but that's Pastor Ferdy. That's Pastor Ferdy 30 years ago responding to the Lordship of Christ, coming forward and giving his life to him. Pastor Ferdy is in charge of our Victory Ortigas Church, and he's actually in charge of all of our Metro Manila churches, discipling us. You know how we benefit from that 30 years ago? Do you want to know how we benefit from that?
Yes.
Thank you, Jay. Hindi yata nila nadinig yung yes mo sa likod. Pakilakasan ng konti.
Yes.
Okay, good. All right. You know how we benefit from that? This guy. Cool. We have the coolest pastor. We have the coolest senior pastor. This is Pastor Dennis, okay, in the 90s, in Youth on Fire, as a student, preaching God, preaching Jesus to lost students. And years, and I heard that Pastor Dennis has been part of this church since 1991. And from that point, it completely changed his life. That is so radical. And up to today, he's built up a family. He was being discipled by Pastor Ferdy Kabiling. Discipled by him. Pointing him to Jesus. And now acting like a man. That he is. Serving God. And we benefit from it. Gusto niyo bang maging benefit din kayo sa buhay ng isang tao? It's the Lordship of Christ that will change that. It's the Lordship of Christ that will change that. Radical message then, radical today, amazing benefit for you and for me. I am just so blessed being part of this spiritual family and having Pastor Dennis as our senior pastor. I truly am. He's, even though he's younger than me, I'm blessed that he's there. At least meron namang Pastor Tito that's older than me. And he's still a blessing as well. So all of these things, working together and God being the center of it, working things, and it's all part of obeying his word for us. we'll move on. You know how this is going to change us? Okay? Natatandaan ko, with Pastor Ferdy, just a story. Yeah, I can still share it. With Pastor Ferdy, you know, I was part of this church 13 years ago, and it seemed like every week, he was speaking directly at me. Meron bang nangyari sa minsan sa inyo yan? Na parang alam nung pastor kung ano nangyari sa buhay mo? Tapos kung ano yung message, talagang, wow, pinanood ba niya ako? Alam ba niya yung nangyari sa buhay ko? Pastor Ferdy, every week, he would preach the gospel, he would preach the discipleship and obeying God's word, and said, the disciples obeyed Jesus. How about you? Hang on. You need to turn over your life. You know, you've been a sinner, and you need to turn your life over to Him. And I made that decision. How about you? Go visit him in Ortigas once in a while in the morning. Okay? But we listen to this great man of God, and you'll hear that. How about you? Okay, I repent. And that became my lifestyle. It seemed like every single week, wala pa akong anak noon, every ito na naman ako, kailangan pakinggan si Pastor Ferdy, and I'm gonna repent from whatever he points out. And what, you know what he's pointing out? It's the Word of God. Repentance became a lifestyle. It became a lifestyle for me. It became a lifestyle 2,000 years ago for the disciples. When they heard the Word of God, ano yung sinabi nila? Peter said to them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Yun yung promise niya. Peter called for repentance and they repented to the gospel. Repentance is a 180-degree turn. You're going one direction in your sin, and you are convicted of your sin, and God points out something to you, and you turn 180 degrees. And follow what Jesus wants for you. Many times, minsan, yun nga, okay, we sin and we feel bad about our sin and we keep going. And then we said, okay, Lord, please change me and your grace changes everything. Okay, you're going there and then you turn. Okay, oh, Lord, I repent. And then I go back. Your grace doesn't change everything. No, but it does. It should. He'll give you that grace that once you turn 180, you don't turn back. No going back, Lord, to the way I used to be. The way I... That's what He wants for you and for me. And as we continue to do that, every time we face something that God doesn't want in our life, they turn away from that and follow God, that will change you. The amazing thing is, once you deal with that one part, God reveals another thing for you. Dinil muna yung temper mo. Okay, I changed from my temper. Oh, I'm so patient now. And then, oh, meron palang lust. Okay, Lord, this is part of my life. I'm turning away from it. Give me the grace to live through this. There's gluttony. See, nakakonvict na. Si sarili ko, nakakonvict ako eh. And then you just, Lord, give me the grace to turn away from that. There's cheating in school. There's peer pressure. There's a pressure at work to conform to whatever else the whole company is doing, the whole sales force, naglalagay sila, then kailangan na maglagay. These are realities that we face, but are we going to choose God? Is He truly Lord in your life? If He's Lord in your life, then you repent and turn to Him, and He'll guide you every single step of the way. Every time we find the truth of God's word that's not aligned with us, we repent from it and we ask God for faith that we can continue to walk in His ways. And you know what? He is faithful. He is faithful and will help you get through that situation. A.W. Tozer says that people who are crucified with Christ have three distinct marks. They are facing one direction. What is that direction? Jesus Christ. They never turn back, meaning they don't go back to their old lifestyle because they're following that one direction. And third, they no longer have plans of their own. In other words, they're turned away from their wickedness. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19, nevertheless, God's solid foundation stand firm, sealed with this inscription. The Lord knows those who are His. Ibig sabihin, alam niya kung sino yung mga anak niya. And everyone who confesses the name of the Lord must turn away from wickedness. That's you making a decision that you're going to turn away from wickedness. In other words, we're dying to ourselves. There's death to ourselves. Kung ano man yung preferences mo, ano yung gusto mo sa buhay mo, what you're chasing after, if it's not God's will for your life, let it go. Let it go. And we see that Peter was preaching that to that first church in the book of Acts. And with many other words, he bore witness and continued to exhort them, saying, save yourself from this crooked generation. They're going in a different direction. Turn away from that. Turn away from that. Die from those things. If you're dead to those desires, it's not going to be alive in you anymore. And that's what he was sharing. That's what I'm sharing with you today as well. If Jesus is Lord of your life, turn away from this crooked generation. It doesn't matter who that you're turning away from, just as long as you're turning to God. And if they're your loved ones, have them turn with you. Tatay mo man yan, nanay mo niya, if they're in the crooked part of the generation that we're talking about, then just say, let's turn back. The same way Peter was saying, no, don't go that way. Come, dito tayo. It's good here. Let's turn back to God. And that's what we're talking about. So in Matthew chapter 16, verse 24 to 25, then Jesus told his disciples, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. That's a call that God is making for you and for me. For whoever would save his life will lose it. If you're holding on to your sin, if you're holding on to your old lifestyle, if you're holding on to your own selfish desires, you will lose your life. But whoever loses his life for my sake, we submit to his purpose. We submit to what he wants us to do. We give in to what his desire is for us. Will find his life. Not just life here on earth, but life eternal with our Heavenly Father. That's what God wants for us. 30 years ago, I don't know these students would know the impact of what they've done. And here's a testimony that I'm going to show this video of one of the lives that was impacted, one of thousands of lives that have been impacted by the gospel. Let's watch this.
Ako si Japheth, 20 years old nung nasampahan ng kaso dahil sa pambubugbog. Bumuhay yung mundo ko nung araw na yun. Nung tumatakbo sa isip ko nung nangyari yung pagkakataon na yun, sobrang natatakot ako. Iniisip ko kapag nakulong ako, masisira yung takbo ng buhay ko. Masisira lahat ng mga pangarap ko. Parang natatakot ako maranasan yung makapasok sa loob ng isang kulungan. Nalaman ng mga classmate ko na nasampahan ako ng kaso ng serious physical injury. Alam nila na wala akong pambayad, kaya yung ginawa ng mga classmate ko, nag-ambagan sila para mapiyansahan nila ako. Doon ko nalaman na tunay silang kaibigan, na may malasakit sila sa akin, na mapagmahal silang kaibigan. Yung sitwasyon na yon, yung nangyari sa buhay ko, ay yung ginamit ni Lord para mapalapit ako sa Kanya, para makilala ko siya. Yung pinaka nakakatawa doon, yung schoolmate ko na binubuli ko, siya pa yung mismo yung nag-one-to-one sa akin. Siya pa yung nag-disciple sa akin. Ngayon, nagli-lead na rin ako ng sarili kong victory group. Sa victory group, nasi-share ko yung buhay ko, kung paano binago ni Lord yung buhay ko. At sobrang natatouch sila kapag nalaman nila na ganun tao ako dati.
That's just one life. One life that responded to the Lordship of Jesus Christ because of the love of friends, of true friends, that guided him in the right direction. That's what the gospel is. That's how the gospel is going to spread. That's how we will again have hope for our nation. That's why God has a great plan for us, because as we continue to do this, He's going to be glorified. We can honor God and make disciples. The funny part of that video is the guy that he was bullying. That's another testimony for another time. But he was a cross-dresser at one point. Believed the lies that he was made in a different way, but received the gospel and changed his life. And now is raising up and discipling other men to serve God. That can you imagine? Yung nagbubuli sa'yo, yun yung lalapitan mo. Sige, disciple kita. Sige, tulungan kita sa relationship mo sa Panginoon. That's only the gospel at work. And that is something that can be at work in you and for me. Jesus is Lord of all, or is not at all. If Jesus is Lord, we can see it if we're loyal. Loyal to our master. We can see it in our obedience. Obedience to his word. We can see it in repentance. Repenting from our sinful lifestyle and turning back to him. And letter D, it's death to self. Not my will, but your will be done. The same prayer that Jesus made in the Garden of Gethsemane. That's available for you and for me today. Let's all stand up and pray. Lord, thank you, Lord, for your radical message. We thank you, Lord, for what you've done in and through our lives. We thank you, Lord, for what you've done in the past and what you will continue to do in each and every one of us. We pray, Lord, for our nation. We pray, Lord, for the nations of the world that will be turned into your kingdom as we continue to advance it in our communities, in our families, and even us individually. Can you look up a bit for a second? I want to share this in Romans chapter 10, verse 9. Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. I don't want to miss out this opportunity for you, if you've not received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, to make that decision today. The same way I made it almost 20 years ago, the same way as Pastor Freddie did 30 years ago. And it's something that Jesus has provided 2,000 years ago for you and for me. That as we declare him as Lord and Savior, we can be saved. Our eternity secure, our lives right with him, our sins erased. If you've not received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you can make that decision today. I'm going to invite you to lift up your hands all across this room. Just go ahead and lift it up high so I can see it. Anyone? I see that hand over there. Thank you. On the left. Anyone else? I see that hand. Thank you. All over there in the middle. Thank you. These are young kids that are turning their lives to Christ. That's another generation that will serve him. All right. If you're lifting up your hands, pray this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, for dying for my sins. I have been a sinner and turned away from you. But today I decide to follow you as my Lord and Savior. I turn away from everything the Bible calls sin, and I receive you as my Lord and Savior. Lord, change me. Be glorified in my life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. For the rest of us, let's lift up our hands as we pray. Heavenly Father, we're just so grateful for what you've done. We celebrate together with this, all of our spiritual family today, for your faithfulness this last 30 years, and that you will continue to be faithful in our lives. I thank you, Lord, that you will bless us in every opportunity, and that you will use us. We will make use of every opportunity to bring glory and honor to your name. I pray, Lord, that those 65 missionaries that came here, that turned into 165, that turned into hundreds of thousands, Lord, that you will use us as well to speak into a life of person that will turn them from darkness into light. Use these hands to bring healing for people, to show compassion, to show your love to a lost world. Lord, use us. Use our eyes to be able to see the injustice that's happening and for us to do something about it. Use our feet to make an effort of going and visiting those who are lost, those who are sick, those who are in need. Use everything of us, Lord, to bring glory and honor to your name. And as a blessing for each one, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. May the Lord be with you wherever you go. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this message. For more messages like these from other Victory Centers, please visit victory.org.ph/resources/podcasts.